31-year-old Chantelle Newman came to the clinic Friday morning to get her juvenile record from when she was in her teens expunged.
Terroristic threatening, I have machine gun charges, that I was a juvenile.
She says she's been unable to find a job because of her record.
Rental properties, jobs, it has made it really hard for me. I've been being judged on my background as a juvenile. It looks like I'm a bad person. And I'm not.
She saw a flyer for the clinic in a courthouse. She hasn't been able to pay the $52.50 fee to get her record cleared because she's caring for six kids. That's exactly what the pro bono clinic is designed for, to help juveniles and others like Chantelle apply to family court to get their records cleared.
I just think this is a wonderful opportunity for youth to erase a mistake they might have made so they can go on to have jobs, education, you know, just a successful life.
That's Jill Minutola, Chief of Legal Services at the Office of Defense Services. Minutola says some offenses, like rape in the first or second degree, can't be expunged. One is also ineligible for expungements if they have more than two charges for any type of offense. However, a bill is waiting to be signed that will allow expungements for individuals with more than two misdemeanors. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.